from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Listen, it was a bad week for the stock market. So what you have to do is make it up gambling this weekend. I'll give you the stock market report to start out the 4 o'clock hour here. That's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Worst week in the market in a year. Dow Jones down another 410 points today. S&P 500 down almost 2%, 95 points today. And the NASDAQ down another 2.5%, down 436 points. So get it back this weekend gambling. All right? That's my advice to you.
Terrible advice.
I think that is terrible advice. I think you're correct. Don't forget, we've got a big event coming up September 25th. That is less than 20 days away. My math is correct. It's 19 days away since today is the 6th. September 25th will be at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. It's presented by Ed Morse, Sawgrass Auto Mall. And you come on out, you spend some time with the 560 QAM air staff, and it's free to attend. You just have to RSVP at WQAM.com, which will get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Please drink responsibly. In fact, Solana was telling me it might be sold out at this point, but they're starting a wait list, and they may be opening up some more slots. But it is free. But you do have to RSVP at WQAM.com. It's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. Wednesday, September 25th, Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Ed Moore, Sawgrass Auto Mall, and sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen and Judah. You want to take a guess before we get to headlines here? This is from sportsbetting.ag. First non-rookie quarterback to be benched this season. And the favorite is questionable to play Sunday as it is.
Who?
Russell Wilson.
I would say Russell or Kirk Cousins in Atlanta.
Let's see. Kirk Cousins is 28-1. They're not expecting him. Favorites, according to sportsbetting.ag, first non-rookie quarterback benched. Russell Wilson favored at 3-1. Jacoby Brissett, second at 7-2. I don't even know where he is.
New England, yeah.
He's starting.
Drake May will take his job.
I know. These are starting quarterbacks that would get benched. Yeah.
Right.
I like Jacoby Brissett, man. What's that? 2-1?
7-2, yeah.
7-2? Yeah, I like that one.
Gardner Minshew, 4-1. Where's he? Vegas?
Vegas. Yep.
Hey, put O'Connell back in. He's terrible.
Will Levis, 9-1. Who's their backup?
I don't know because they got rid of
Malik Willis.
Yeah, Malik Willis. Whew. I was in Tennessee, too. I should know this.
And we did our quiz. Mason Rudolph.
I know.
Mason Rudolph is the backup.
All right. Well, I hope he's the starter by the time the Dolphins play them week four.
I hope he is, too. Goodness gracious.
And then number five is Daniel Jones at 10-1. Daniel Jones and Geno Smith at 10-1. Maybe Geno's benched by the time Dolphins play them week three. Who's the backup in Seattle? Did we know anything? We didn't learn anything from our quiz.
You don't know much.
Sam Howell.
Sam Howell has some numbers now. He didn't throw a lot of interceptions, though.
Yeah, I think. I think Russell Wilson is not long for that Steelers job.
No. But Jacoby,
I feel like Mike Tomlin's kind of made it clear the way that Brian Flores made it clear he didn't love Tua. I feel like Tomlin's made it pretty clear that he's not in love with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, yeah, and then you don't go out and because they're not paying Russell Wilson any money. They went out and had to trade for Justin Fields, like he's the future. But that's why New England, why I like Jacoby Brissett. You're not building an organization around Jacoby Brissett. You draft Drake May in the first round for a reason. You're gonna
right.
Jacoby. I like Jacoby, but I think he'll be the first one.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. It's brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
So we got the Dolphins Sunday, 1 p.m. That is your Miami Dolphins season opener, Hard Rock Stadium. Again, 1 p.m. this Sunday.
You're going to be going to the game, Crowder?
Yes.
You are?
Yes, I'll be there. I'm actually working on a tailgate partner with a shake establishment.
Mm.
And working on a restaurant.
48 hours left.
I know. I got to start working a little harder.
Somebody's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, I need to make some calls one of these breaks. Right. But yeah.
So I saw Hard Rock Stadium tweet out for any Dolphins fan thinking of going not only to Sunday's opener, but any home game this season. They have a new transportation option for Dolphins fans this season. So if you don't want to park at the stadium, they have two lot locations where you can park your car, $10, across from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and at the Golden Glades parking garage on Northwest 2nd Avenue. You park, it's $10, and then they have like these ride share options where you can just hop on a free shuttle and it'll drop you off throughout the first 3 hours before the game starts right at Hard Rock Stadium. And then they're going to have those shuttles continuously going 90 minutes after the game as well.
All right.
The Miami Hurricanes, they play tomorrow as well, 6 p.m. Just throwing out some info for some Dolphins fans.
No, I happen to think that's good info. Yeah. The way you explained it, I thought was choppy. It was like you kind of explained it like no one understands if you park remotely that, and then you take a bus to the stadium. Like you go, and then about anywhere from... Like anywhere from 1 to 3 hours, they're going to get you to the stadium. Yeah, of course they're taking you to the stadium. And of course it's before the game and after the game. I don't know. It just seemed like it became a little more explanatory than needed.
I need to read my headlines. And just kind of reading off a flyer didn't exactly suit me well. Got to write that out next time.
And... Were they taking you for sure to the stadium?
Yeah, he's like, and then within like 1 to 3 hours in the vicinity of, he almost was doing it like it was the cone of uncertainty for her. Like, might go here to the stadium. It might go a little bit further south. You may actually end up at Miccosukee. You know, but.
Figure this out together.
Right now we're expecting the bus to show up at the stadium, but obviously there's some leeway south. You could end up at the Falls, and you could northward. You could end up at the Gardens Mall in Palm Beach Gardens, but we're focusing on the stadium. He's like, it's $10. That's the denomination after the $5 bill, but before the $20 bill. And
it's $10 about 8 times.
The Hurricanes, they host FAMU tomorrow at 6 p.m. I don't know where to park for that one. That's on you guys. You guys figure that one out. Orange lot, blue lot, pink lot, black lot, I don't know. If you don't have one of those stickers, good luck. Pre-game begins at 2 p.m. right here on WQAM. We have football tonight as well. Eagles, Packers in Brazil from Sao Paulo. You can listen to that game right here on WQAM.
All right.
FAU hosts Army at noon. FIU, first game at Pitbull Stadium, hosts Central Michigan at 6.
You going to that?
I'm not going to be able to go tomorrow. I will make it out to a couple games this year, but tomorrow, unfortunately, I cannot
be. Which games have you earmarked?
A couple different ones, a couple big Conference USA games that I'm really thinking about. You know, it could go either way.
You're waiting for conference play.
Yeah.
No, you're waiting for conference play. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. Is there a shuttle?
Jimmy. UCF, they're hosting Sam Houston at 6:30. USF at Alabama tomorrow, 7 p.m. And then UF hosts Samford at 7 p.m.
Let me see what some of these lines are.
I've got them here if you want them.
What's the – you said the USF-Alabama line is like 30, 31?
30 and a half.
Any line anywhere for the Florida-Samford game?
I have not found a Florida-Samford line.
Everybody's scared.
Let's see. FIU, 5-point dog. Central Michigan. UCF, 21.5-point favorite over Sam Houston.
Yep.
No FSU game this week, huh?
Nope. They're off until next week, the 14th.
They've done enough. They've
done enough. They need to regroup, huh?
Yeah, give them a little time.
Sit on those two conference losses to open up your season.
Wow, what a rough – I mean, to be a top 10, preseason team, and then all of a sudden you just sit there with these two losses. And, I mean, yeah, there's I don't know.
Put a bunch of money into recruits and all. Yeah, that's sad. Well, I'm not sad. I enjoy it, but
doesn't bother me.
No.
Hey, man, if you're one of these people that thought FSU and Clemson would be the teams to stand in the way of the Canes getting to the ACC championship game, FSU just did you a huge favor by losing two straight to open up the season. Yep. The Marlins lost to the Phillies 5-2 last night. They will play them again tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tonight at 7:10. Show a little love to Inter Miami's Luis Suarez. He will play in his final game ever with the Uruguay national team tonight. He announced his retirement on Monday. Today they play Paraguay.
Paraguay. Natural rival, Uruguay and Paraguay.
Not at all.
They're right next to each other?
No, they're not. They don't border each other.
They used to be one unified country, and then after the Civil War, half of it became Uruguay, the other half became Paraguay.
No, that is incorrect.
That's sad.
Put up that big wall. Remember?
I hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The game will be played at the historic Estadio Centenario.
He said, tear down this wall.
They're not next to each other.
They're not.
Have to be. They have to be. They can't share names like that and not be right next to each other.
No.
They share a land border.
A land border.
Here's your 1 p.m. slate in the NFL. Panthers are at the Saints. Vikings at the Giants, Patriots and Jacoby Brissett are at the Bengals, Steelers at the Falcons, Texans at the Colts, Cardinals at the Bills, Titans at the Bears, and the Miami Dolphins and the Jacksonville Jaguars at Hard Rock Stadium. Remember, Jalen Ramsey got paid today. 3-year extension makes him the highest paid cornerback in the NFL.
Somebody texts in, didn't Hawk once suggest parking at Aventura Mall on Black Friday for a game? Yeah, I did. You can't get within 7 miles of Aventura Mall on Black Friday. And I suggested, because the Dolphins playing that day?
Yeah, the Dolphins were playing.
I was like, just park over to Aventura Mall, grab an Uber. The busiest place in the entire state of Florida.
Shoot right over. It'll take you 6 hours to get out of there.
Imagine your surprise when you're on Biscayne Boulevard there for 7 hours trying to get into the mall.
That's still better advice than whatever the hell I told people to do for the shuttles.
Get there 3 hours early. What did you say?
I don't know, man. I'm not opening that up again.
So a bus works with an internal combustion engine, from what I'm told. And you're up on one from a parking lot.
I'm going to drop you on the turnpike and figure it out.
Tom Garfinkel will be driving you personally from Aventura Mall. Just get there 3 hours before.
What happened? You saw the flyer for that and you said, oh, I'll just pop this into the headlines.
I was like, oh, this could be useful information for people going to the game. The problem is I didn't read the flyer until I started
reading
it. Really?
We couldn't tell. Yeah, we couldn't tell.
We thought you had it locked in.
Finally, guys, and maybe you're not interested in this, maybe you are. A list of the best cereals of all time, a ranking of the best cereals of all time.
This is best or best selling or like
best cereals.
Subjective best?
This is subjective best. This was
who made the list?
Complex magazine, complex.com. Okay.
So it skews younger. Complex skews younger. So I'm just trying to, so let me try to get into the mind of a youngster here. They're going to say the best cereal ever is Cap'n Crunch.
Lucky Charms.
Neither of those are number one. Cap'n Crunch, berries, is number three on this list.
Not the traditional Cap'n Crunch?
Cap'n Crunch berries.
So not traditional Cap'n Crunch.
I'm not sure if the berries flavor is the traditional one. Truthfully, I never ate Cap'n Crunch.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, there's Cap'n Crunch.
It's the yellow
and
box.
There's Cap'n Crunch with berries.
Okay, yeah, so not the traditional Cap'n Crunch.
All right, the list is null and void now, just hearing berries. That note.
Yeah. Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops is number five.
Nobody likes Fruit Loops.
I love Fruit Loops.
No, nobody likes them. Frosted Flakes.
Delicious.
Number seven on the list.
Can't be like Rice Krispies.
No, I'm surprised you guys haven't guessed it because this happens to be everybody's favorite cereal.
Cinnamon Toast?
Cinnamon Toast Apple Crunch. Jack. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is number one on this list.
It's soggy. That cereal gets so soggy so quickly.
And cinnamon, that's old people. This is young. No,
everybody likes cinnamon.
I don't like cinnamon.
Oh, everybody likes cinnamon.
Mm-mm.
I ate it plain.
You get a spoonful of cinnamon?
Oh, is there anything better?
Not eating it.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is number one.
Yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, number one. Honey Nut Cheerios, not original Cheerios, Hawk. Honey Nut.
That is the better Cheerio. That one happens to be correct. That's almost like my take on pepperoni pizza. Like, pepperoni pizza should be the default, not cheese pizza. For Cheerios, the default really is Honey Nut Cheerios.
No, because heart healthy.
Well, that's a great counterpoint. You've got me there. Yeah, no, you got it. Argument under.
Because the sugar and all the other stuff is not heart healthy.
No, I switched up.
Honey Nut Cheerios number 2, Cap'n Crunch Berries number 3, Oreo O's.
Oh, okay. That's ridiculous.
Number 4.
Oreo O's is the 4th best cereal of all time.
And Fruit Loops number 5.
Stop it. Oreo O's. Joke.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is hot in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s, around 85 degrees. Very sunny right now. That is your weather.
All right, your dad's going to join us in the next segment. Does he know not to curse and know, like, the rules, not be offensive in any way?
Yeah, so I went over all the rules with him again. The problem is he heard everything you said about Uruguay and Paraguay, and I can't make any promises now.
It was a joke, Eduardo. It was a joke. I do not want the history of Uruguay when you come on the air to pick games. Eduardo Solana wins us some money in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Crowder and I and Solana have the great pleasure of looking on our video feed and seeing Eduardo Solana there. And he looks terrific. And I'm told he's in Rochester, New York right now. And anyone who wants to watch the video, all our segments, really, the ones that are worthy of video, Solana gets them posted on the YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe to 560 WQAM on YouTube. You can watch our segment with Gino Toretta yesterday, and you'll be able to watch Eduardo Solana every single week pick games on this very show. And I'm told we have a big open for this. Crowder, your mic is muted right now. I see that. Who knew Eduardo was going to be the more professional member of this segment? Hello, Eduardo. By the way, he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. How is Rochester, New York?
This is cloudy, and It's about to be raining in a couple hours. But that's okay.
That's a better weather forecast than your son has ever given on this show, and he's paid to do that. So props to you. Did I have it correct about Paraguay and Uruguay being natural rivals and one time being a unified nation?
But you were right. You know, in 1811, Argentina, the south of Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay, they were all like one country. You know, and I mean, there was called La Banda Oriental.
That's right. Banda Oriental.
And then we kick everybody out of the territory.
That's right. Let's make this a better country, and we'll call it Uruguay, and everybody else can hit the bricks. All right, let's get a big open. We spare no expense on this show, Eduardo. We spare no expense. Here is our big, well-produced opening for the Eduardo Solana segment.
Step aside, Canada. We have a new football expert.
Go!
Pull out your heaters for Eduardo Solana.
That seems like we're stereotyping here. I don't know if I like that. I don't know if that was appropriate or not. And the Step Aside Canada, that's referencing Rob Pizzola, who has joined us for years on this show making picks on sporting events, but he just doesn't seem to have much time for us, and he's in Canada. So we're handing the segment over to Uruguay and Eduardo Solana, but we're very excited. Are you lucky? Do you gamble on sports? Do you know what you're doing here?
I do gamble, but not as much as you do.
Okay, fair enough. That's probably
you're already,
good.
Already better than him at 1-0.
That's probably good.
And I'm not in Canada, but with my picks, you're going to start making a lot of money.
I'm very excited. I'm going to tail you. I'm excited. I feel like do you need to smoke a cigarette in order to get into the right frame of mind? Because Solana says that you love, you know, smoking a grit every now and then. So do you need one to make the picks properly, or are you okay without one?
No, I'm okay for now because I'm inside.
Okay. But not allowed to smoke inside?
Not anymore.
Yeah, Deborah doesn't allow it, right?
Well, I'm not in Deborah's house. I'm in my cousin's, you know, Deborah's cousin's house, Mary.
Right. But she would yell at you if you fired up a grit inside the house at her cousin's house.
They would kick me out.
Yeah, they kick you right out of the house. Nice. Yeah, not nice. But listen, how'd you make it on the flight up there? I mean, there's smoking on these flights.
Yep. Well, the one in Qatar, they were 17 hours.
Yeah, how'd that go for you? Sneak one in the lavatory?
No, I slept all, you know, whole trip. I got some pills and, you know, just sleep the whole time. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
and I don't know, Crowder, they told you about it in Buffalo.
What's that?
In Buffalo. Right now, you know, I went to the Buffalo airport to come here to Rochester.
Oh.
And there were some football players over there. Says, oh, you're going to see Crowder? He never won here. They remember as a loser.
I might have stole one game at 1-0.
Well,
all right.
I would go straight to Canada to the strip clubs, though. That's where you need to go.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I can go and cheat us.
There you go. That's my guy. Is your heart pounding, Solana, that he's on the cusp of saying the wrong thing?
You already know running. That I do whatever I want.
We know.
Do whatever I feel.
We know.
I live my life.
We know.
And I'm very happy.
Are you proud of your son, Alejandro? He has done unbelievable work in radio, his chosen profession. He hosts the Miami Heat pregame and postgame. You must be very proud of your son.
Who do you think was his teacher?
Right. You must be very proud of yourself.
Yeah. I mean, the way I raised my three kids, I mean, I can't say much, but, you know, what can I say? You know, I'm very proud. Yes.
Yeah. Can you rank your kids in order of who you like best?
My daughter. You know, daughters, I mean, Crowder.
Yeah.
You can put that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The girls are good. Yeah. It's like me. But that third one you had isn't really living up to the name, is it?
That was a mistake. I don't know.
All right. Not certain. Not certain.
Let's go to football for now.
All right. Yeah, let's go to football. That's a good idea.
My man.
That's funny. All right. Let's get through this as quick as possible. Eduardo Solana, we'll keep track of his picks, and we'll see how he does. The Dolphins, we're going to do all AFC East teams for this week, all AFC East. Dolphins, 3.5-point favorites over Jacksonville. Who you got?
Dolphins by 6.
All right, so he likes the Dolphins.
My counting, you know, I can never say he's going to go under. You know, he's going to go up.
Okay, Dolphins laying the points. Buffalo Bills are 6.5-point favorites over the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, Buffalo, definitely. And let me tell you, Buffalo is going to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
they're
really?
Going to lose the Super Bowl, but they're going to go there. They're going to get there.
All right. I hope you're wrong. I hope it's
but the first game in Buffalo here, next month, we're going to beat them.
All right. I hope you're right
Crowder
about that.
Crowder is not there.
I think so. It increases the Dolphins' chances. Yeah. And now you've got the New England Patriots. They're not going to be very good this year, according to everyone. They are getting 8.5 points from Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
I'll go with the Bengals.
Bengals. Guy likes the favorites here. I'm seeing a trend. And finally, you've got the New York Jets. This is Monday Night Football. New York Jets, they are getting 4 points from San Francisco. The battle between Brock Purdy and Aaron Rodgers. Which team do you like?
49ers.
49ers laying the points. All right.
I don't like the Jets.
Neither do we. All chalks. Eduardo Solana likes the Dolphins, the Bills, the Bengals, and the 49ers. I'm going to put that together in a four-team parlay, Eduardo. And if it hits, you and me, we're going for a nice steak at Prime 112.
Okay, if I lose, my son will pay.
All right, fair enough. No, we're going for a nice pizza at Manhattan, Chicago-style pizza in Kendall. Oh no, God. We're going to Fuddruckers in Kendall.
There we go.
That's a good burger.
Hot dogs.
All right, and we'll get a hot dog as well. A couple of glizzies. Yeah. Eduardo Solana, we're going to track your picks. We're going to talk to you every week. Usually it'll be on Wednesdays, all right?
No problem.
All right, go grab a cigarette. Enjoy your time in Rochester.
All right. See you guys. Thank you very much.
Yes, we love you, Eduardo.
Bye-bye.
We love you.
Bye.
We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, I got him to say it. Yeah.
I love you.
Love you too.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. All right, we got to take a break here. That was excellent with Eduardo Solana. Take a break. We'll come back with 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Solana can towel himself off. And
it's a great idea. I love.
How'd you feel, Solana? You feel all right?
I mean, we were so close. We were so close, man.
That was tremendous. All right. Well, we'll take a quick break here. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. And Crowder.
We're all from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patients is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All recovering together from the first Eduardo Solana segment. I'm going to parlay all four of those picks. Why not? I mean, they're all chalks. I have a feeling we got a little taste of what we're going to get all season from him. I don't know if he's going to go much outside of the box in, hey, this team sounds like a better team than the other one. So Eduardo Solana likes the favorites. That's what I'm imagining. He is very rarely going to take an underdog this entire season. Maybe the Dolphins, if they're the dogs. But other than that, I think the dude's going to go for chalks all season long.
I love it, though.
It was delightful.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so delightful. I just like watching Alejandro Solana while Eduardo is on, because Solana, our Solana, just becomes frozen in fear.
And he sits back. He won't talk.
Right? He just is frozen in fear. How did you feel that went?
Good until...
He had one statement that I probably wouldn't have gone with if I, you know. But other than that, I thought he stuck to the topics at hand.
Yeah. He tightens all up his kids. You could tell.
This is the highway. You start driving on the shoulder, I'm going to put you on the highway real quick.
At one point, you asked Solana a question, and he just wouldn't talk.
He wouldn't talk. He was deferential to his dad. Like, he waits for permission to talk.
But he wasn't stern in like a traditional sense. It's why I laugh. Like, whenever I meet a fan of the show, they're like, man, how do you put up with Hawk and Crowder every day making fun of you? I'm like, brother, you should have grown up in my house. Like, you guys are nothing compared to him.
Right. At least they pay attention to me.
I told you guys, he literally drove through a soccer field because a referee kicked him out of the game. Imagine growing up with somebody like that as your father.
I have a lot of questions, but we didn't get to them today. I got some good stuff for Eduardo.
The deep questions we really need to tape in advance, because you can see it going off the rails pretty quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
reading some of the texts here.
To talk bad about your aunt. Oh boy!
Can you imagine? Like, so it's your mom, Deborah's cousins.
Yeah,
they must hate him coming over all the time. I can't imagine he's the greatest house guest in the world, because he probably just does what he wants to do as if it were his own house.
There is a massive controversy right now happening in Rochester. This is not a bit at all. Like, there is massive controversy happening right now in Rochester, because like, these are all white American. A lot of them live on a farm. I mean, and we are like your typical suburban Latino, South American, Miami people. So we like to eat at fancy restaurants, and part of that family doesn't. Like, they.
And you like to eat at 11:30 at night.
Correct. Yeah.
But
he wants to do things his way. So, I'm going to Rochester. Well, I'm finding fancy restaurants to go eat at. Right. You guys want to eat pizza?
They're breaking up the crock pot at 6 p.m. To serve some stew.
Yeah.
And he ain't playing along with it.
Nope.
I can see him walking in the kitchen, looking at the stove, and saying, "I'm going to grab something to eat.
This ain't for me."
I'll be back after a while. Y'all enjoy yourself.
Looking at some of the texts. Eduardo Solana, home run, game clincher, overtime win, out of the park, drop the mic. I've been listening to the show for years. Your best segment ever. I have not laughed that hard at any of your segments before. Yeah, that was genuine. Somebody says, whatever days you bring him on, that was radio gold. Holy moly. Wednesdays are going to be lit with Eduardo Solana.
Holy moly. Even as you were doing the read, he's talking to himself. I just love him. Just,
yeah, I love him. Absolutely love him. Oh, I hope he goes 4-0. Oh, do I hope he goes 4-0. All right, we got to take a break. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines. We will do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, and we'll get you ready for Dolphins Jags on Sunday and Canes and FAMU on Saturday.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.